Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Tracy Black. I'm the Interim Executive Director at Mitchell County Safe Place.
We think of Valentine's and having a sweetie and this and that. So one cautionary tale around the Valentine's time period is, don't think, oh, I'm so lonely, I've got to have somebody, and just jump into something when there's red flags going up for you. If there's any red flags going up for you and you want to talk about them, you don't have to be in shelter to talk about these things with us. Feel free to check us out on Facebook. Each one of us has like a Facebook site, or give us a call. And if you just want to sit down and talk about it, or if you have teenagers who are involved in something and you want to check out some red flags, things that just kind of stick in your mind is, this just doesn't seem right, let us know. But a lot of times people do. They get sorry for themselves around Valentine's and latch a hold of somebody. But just be careful on that. Last time, Tracy, we were talking about 17 myths that Lundy Bancroft lists in his book, Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. And we can't possibly get through all of the myths. But one of the things that we hear when you're talking to maybe a group of men or just in general, when they find out what you do for a living, what do you hear?
Well, what we hear is that there are just as many abusive women as there are abusive men. Abused men are invisible because they're ashamed to tell. That really is true. It seems like there's only abusive men because, men who are abused are... Because our society is all about men being strong, and that men don't want to admit that they're weaker, can be abused. But even the most conservative estimates that I've heard, now you may have heard different statistics, but from what I've heard, that domestic violence victims are like 88% women.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've heard, too. There might be more male victims, but they're not stepping up to the plate to tell us. And we do serve male victims.
Absolutely.
And sexual assault. We do that. And we serve children. Sometimes children come into shelter. They're the primary victims. Say they've been sexually abused. They'll come in with their mom if she's protective and believes them. And they can be the primary victims. So a lot of times people don't realize who all we serve in shelter. But the myth about there's just as many abusive women as abusive men, what Lundy says is there certainly are some women who treat their male partners badly, berating them, calling them names, attempting to control them. The negative impact on these men's lives can be considerable. But do we see men whose self-esteem is gradually destroyed through this process? Do we see men whose progress in school or in their careers grinds to a halt because of the constant criticism and undermining? Where are the men whose partners are forcing them to have unwanted sex? Where are the men who are fleeing to shelters in fear for their lives? How about the ones who try to get to a phone to call for help, but the women block their way or cut the line? The reason we don't generally see these men is simple. They're very rare. I don't question how embarrassing it would be for a man to come forward and admit that a woman is abusing him, but don't underestimate how humiliated a woman feels when she reveals abuse. Women crave dignity just as much as men do. If shame stopped people from coming forward, no one would tell. In Yancey County, if you do need to contact us any time of the day or night, or if you want to discuss, have us come out and discuss anything with your church group or agency, call us at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can reach Safe Place 24 hours a day at 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our community begins with who?
It begins with you and me.
Thanks for listening.